Thank you very much. I shall successfully withstand the temptation to correct your numerous mistakes. Ladies and gentlemen, on the 8th of June, together with all Californians who are out of kindergarten, are asked to vote on an anti-nuclear initiative. This initiative sounds exceedingly reasonable. It says, let's not build reactors while we are not quite sure that these reactors are safe. Who wouldn't be for safety? To make the passage of this initiative doubly certain, you will have the tremendous opportunity of seeing a filmed version of the Prometheus affair, which is already available in paperback form, which describes a very horrible nuclear accident together with a love affair. I predict that the initiative will pass. But I urge that you do whatever you can to prevent its passage. There are a few little things wrong with that initiative. Nuclear reactors are advertised as exceedingly dangerous. We have today in the United States more than 50 nuclear reactors working, on the average for more than a few years. There have been a number of accidents which have caused millions of dollars. But in none of those accidents and in none of the operations of the industrial reactors has there been a loss of life. Not even is there any case where the health of a single individual has been hurt by the nuclear nature of the operation. This will not become evident to you when you watch the Prometheus affair. There are a few other things that will not become obvious to you. California is only the first, and of course the most enlightened, of 20 states of the Union in which the uninformed and easily frightened public will be called upon to vote on similar bills. We do it on the 8th of June. Few others will follow in November, and others still later. We are in the United States not the only ones. Now that the energy shortage, the worldwide energy shortage, which hits harder in Europe and in Japan than it has yet hit in the United States, now that we all need nuclear reactors, now that nuclear reactors in a safe and clean form have been established, there is an increasing movement in the United States and all over Western Europe, a movement opposed to the deployment of these reactors. I have no evidence whatsoever that this movement is directed from Moscow. Nor do I believe that it is directed from Moscow. It is directed by our own fears and by our own stupidity. It is led in this country by an outstanding American of Arab origin called Ralph Nader. If this initiative passes in California, it is likely that 10 years from now, we shall have to import an additional 6 million barrels of oil per day. And this is more than 10% of the world's oil production. Who will profit? OPEC. Who will be hurt? The rest of the world, with the exception of the communist countries, which have relatively low oil consumption and relatively high oil production. Who will be hurt worst? The developing nations who need oil in order to run simple machines, in order to start developing. And we are going to buy that oil away from them instead of relying on the energy source which we have developed over the last 30 years in a highly successful and safe and clean manner. Now, I don't want to be misunderstood. I am not telling you that nuclear reactors are the solution of the energy crisis. We need energy everywhere in the world. We need oil, we need gas, we need coal. We need what we can get out of solar energy, and it is already making contributions in making hot water, heating, and paradoxically cooling houses. We even need windmills, and in some places they can be effective. In Britain there has been a study to get a little contribution from wave motion. And it is a good suggestion. We might, with luck, by the year 2000, develop an economic version of fusion energy. We need all of that put together. And then we can solve the energy problem and the problem of worldwide development and the overwhelming problem by which we should not be overwhelmed, which I like to call pollution by poverty. No energy, more poverty, fewer jobs, recession or depression here, starvation, hatred, and maybe war abroad. That is what the initiative is about. Propagandized by spoiled children who are playing on the fears of the public and who like to frighten themselves with senseless stories. Now, fortunately, we have some wise legislators in Sacramento. And they have proposed four bills, which are marvelous products of the art of sitting on the fence. The first of these four bills proposes that no more nuclear reactors should be built until the possibility of constructing nuclear reactors underground has been explored. I have proposed that 25 years ago and have argued for it all along. I think the time is overdue to explore this possibility. But to write it into a bill and to hold up other action until this question is settled, I think is not quite right. It is a boring triviality to say that two wrongs don't make right, except perhaps in some parts of algebra. Two, obstructionist bureaucratic actions heaped on top of each other. The prevention so far of developing the underground sites, and the prevention now of deploying remarkably safe above ground sites until the underground question is solved. These two actions make even less sense than either separately. Second bill, the accident liability insurance, which the government offers the citizen to the tune of $560 billion per reactor, of which not a penny has been claimed yet. Anyway, the limitation implied in that should be lifted. No reactors built until it is lifted. That's the second proposal. These people act as though all liability should be underwritten, all damage should be underwritten by the government all the time. Is it? Not far from here, in the San Fernando Valley, you have two dams which would have collapsed a few years ago had the earthquake been bigger by one half of a unit in the Richter scale. They were badly damaged. They had to be dismantled. And while the water was let out, 80,000 people were evacuated. We came to a hair's breadth of a considerable fraction of these 80,000 people being drowned on that day, with billions of dollars of property damage, for none of which is there any liability insurance. Hydroelectric dams have caused death of thousands, have damaged property to the tunes of billions of dollars. There is no insurance there. But the perfect record of nuclear reactors does not seem to reassure people that the liability on that, while big, should anyway be limited. Here our legislature is trying to impose a condition on Washington, which, among other things, I believe, happens to be unconstitutional. Number three, it is proposed that no more reactors be built until at least one method is announced to dispose of the radioactive waste. We have several methods to dispose of the waste, but no decision yet. In fact, it's very hard to get a decision, because according to present rules, no less than four alphabetic agencies have to agree. NRC, IRDA, EPA, and CEQ. And just to show you how learned I am, if you choose to ask, give me your preference, which of these agencies I should name by its full name, I'll undertake to do it. CEQ. No. It is economic quality. But what the C stands for, you got me there. Council of Economic Quality. With your help, sir, I get a B minus. Again, Washington should act. What all Sacramento does, it is to put another spoke into the wheel of progress, another barrier to solving our difficulties. And the last one, adequate facilities must exist for reprocessing. Same comment as before. These laws, when if passed, will be held in all probability unconstitutional, if I may go that far out on the legal limb. My father was a lawyer, therefore I said while, however, the courts decide and the lawyers collect fees incidentally, other states will have passed conflicting legislation. There will be an economic Cold War between the states of the Union. And I can assure you that this war will be very cold indeed. Now, I would like to mention the names of these eminent assemblymen. One of them, Mr. Warren, is from here in Los Angeles. He's a Democrat. Mr. Terry Goggin, another Democrat from San Bernardino. To balance it, Bruce Nestandi is a Republican from Orange County. And Lawrence Kapiloff is a Democrat from San Diego. These may be very wise people who have erred on just this one occasion, I believe. But if upon careful examination you find that in other respects too, they put their personal advantage before the advantage of the American people and the voters in California, if you find, as indicated by their action here, that they are not appropriately worried about the unemployment that the energy shortage will cause, about the pollution that the absence of free energy sources will bring about, I suggest that there might be a very real point, whether Democrat or Republican, to find a truly worthy opponent to these people, and next November, get better people into Sacramento. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we are in a very serious sense at a turning point at the crossroads in American history. You have heard in this meeting a lot about the way how the Constitution, how the goals of the original American Revolution had been distorted. One of the many things that made the United States great and helpful to the rest of the world was the development of technology. We are now witnessing a phase where the Luddites, the people who want to smash the machines, who imagine that they can return to some simple paradise, they are about to take over. They call themselves environmentalists. And they argue against a pipeline in Alaska because they must protect the moose. They argue against DDT because they must guarantee the survival of the brown pelican. And they argue against nuclear reactors for the greater glory of Ralph Nader. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to conclude with a violently anticlimactic statement. I beg to differ. Thank you.